Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Village Bible Church Online. We're doing it online this morning again. There are some folks meeting in the building, and they're actually going to watch most of the service in the building as well. But we've got flu going around. Basically, all of our music leaders have flu. I have the flu. And so we're trying to not get a whole bunch of other people sick with that. We're going to do this. We're premiering this on YouTube right now, so you can watch it on YouTube. You can also check it out over on Facebook. I say that this is now, we're doing this on Friday, and I'm not sure what may end up happening by Sunday, but we're going to try at least to do Facebook Live. Howard will be here Sunday morning. He's not sick, and he'll do announcements and prayer and things like that, and then he will... They'll play the video of my family leading in the music. So that'll be going on in the building at 10:45, I guess, today. That'll be broadcast live over on Facebook if you want to watch that service. And you can get the more updated stuff. But I will go through the announcements that I do have right now. As a reminder, do subscribe. You're on YouTube right now. Subscribe to YouTube, to our channel. That helps us out in terms of views and things like that. And then over on Facebook, be sure to like, share, comment, all that type of stuff. The more you interact with these things, both on Facebook and YouTube, the more it puts this stuff in front of people, which is obviously what we want. Tuesday, there's supposed to be a men's small group, and I'm going to say that probably will happen. I don't know that I will be in it, but I suspect that that will be going on Tuesday afternoon over at David Gluckert's house. I think that's what we decided. Wednesday, we will have Zoom prayer meeting because that's in everyone's homes. It's a really good time. So if you are watching right now and you would like to be part of that, and you're not normally, send me a message and give me your email address and we'll send you the Zoom link for that. That's 7 o'clock Wednesday for about an hour. Sunday, we are not going to be able to do the, not Sunday, Friday. We're not going to be able to do the Christmas Eve service again because we have basically all of our music leaders are sick. Although you'll see my family is not sick. But since I have it, we're planning on the fact that probably the whole family is going to have it by Friday. We're not going to try doing that, and our other leaders are sick as well. So I'll move into the missionary updates. We do keep their letters posted on the bulletin board out in the foyer as you come in. Be sure to check those things out. Featured missionary this week is Olivia and Karen Yonkers in Brussels, Belgium. Actually, Nivelle, I guess. They've asked prayer for their sons, Raphael and Benjamin, who are in college, and they have their final exams, semester exams, coming up. Apparently, in Belgium, they do it a little bit differently than we do here in the States, and rather than getting exams finished up before Christmas, they wait until after Christmas. So you have Christmas and New Year's. Instead of to go home and relax with family, you have that time to study. So fun times for them. Do pray for them as they need to get that stuff done. They've also asked us to pray for Pascal, and they've asked us to pray for her before. She's a woman in their church. He says in their contacts. So not really necessarily part of their church, but he does say that she has started to join their Sunday services and learning to follow Jesus. But she's needing a low-budget apartment, so pray for that for her. And finally, they've asked us to pray. They're still trying to get an architect to draw up the stuff for their building so they can make the changes that need to be done. So they can submit that to the city for a permit, and they're still having some problems with getting their neighbors to agree to the emergency exit locations that they need. So we'll pray for those things. There's a couple other things in relation to that that are in the bulletin that I didn't put on the screen here. So I challenge you, again, message me. If you didn't get that, and give me your email address, and we can email you the that full bulletin. which will also have prayer requests from our other missionaries. And so I did get a newsletter this week from Andy and Mary Ellen Faust, and that's posted on the bulletin board in the church foyer. So you can check that out. So I think that's it. Yes. Let me go ahead and pray, and then my family's going to come up here, and they're going to lead in some singing and walking us through the Christmas story. Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to come together like this, Lord. To use the technology that you have provided this church that even 2 years ago was not even a thought in our minds. Thank you, Lord, for these things, though we've had some difficulties with them this morning, and keep trying, keep failing, keep trying, keep failing. I pray, Lord, that as this recording goes on, Lord, that you would use it to minister to those who watch. And Lord, just pray for your blessings on this service. Lord, I pray for those who would be joining in the building Sunday morning. Lord, that you would just bless them, protect them. Thank you, Lord, for their commitment to you. And I pray that you would watch over them. Pray, Lord, that there would not be distractions, especially for those in the building. Pray that the equipment would work well, and that David would be able to resolve any issues that may arise and do so quickly. Thank you, Lord, for Howard and for others in the church who step up regularly to carry forth the message so they can go out. Lord, I do pray for those in the church who are sick right now, as there are many. I pray that you bring healing to them. And Lord, I just pray as we make a decision for next Sunday of what we're going to need to do, I pray that you make that very clear to us. Lord, I just pray your blessings on this time and on our missionaries. I pray that you just work in their lives, Lord. Again, Lord, I thank you for your provisions to us. And just pray things would work well right now as we proceed from here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Today we transport ourselves back in time to a different part of the world. Imagine yourself living in a place that has been the land of your ancestors for some 2,000 years. Your people are proud and pious. In fact, your religious fervor is one of the sources of that pride. Despite that rich heritage, your homeland has been invaded, conquered, and ruled by a foreign government for over 60 years. Though that government gave some freedom for you to practice your religious and cultural traditions, it was a disgrace to have to submit to the authority of these high and mighty people who looked down on you and your land as some sort of backwoods, hick country full of uneducated, third-rate citizens. For years, your people had talked about the promise your God had made of a Messiah rising up, a descendant of your nation's greatest and most loved king, David. The prophecies told of his eternal reign. People are certain it could happen at any time. Though it's been the cry of your people for generations, you still believe it's true and long for its fulfillment. You might sing a song such as this. Then one night, a child is born. If there had been a local newspaper reporting on the events of that birth, there would have been some fairly serious questions as to what it meant. The headline of the article could have been appropriately titled, "What Child Is This?" It may not have been that unusual for a young mother to give birth in a stable, especially to such an oppressed people living under the heavy hand of a foreign army. Had that been this child's only distinguishing characteristic, the story would be unknown. Just an embarrassed and poor teenage mother giving birth in a barn with the help of her fiancé. Nothing to see here. The shame of such a situation would have guaranteed the secrecy, such that no one would have been privy to any of the details. But something was different about this child, and so we should ask, what child is this? One promised so long ago. He has burst onto the scene in this sleepy little burg, where in centuries gone by, a young shepherd boy was called to be a king. This little town, the hometown of the late, great King David, was now the birthplace of the King of Kings. We sing next of the little town of Bethlehem, but pay attention to the words of the song, and you'll quickly learn that the town was only the stage upon which the amazing story unfolded.
Thank you.
out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. This is a strange thing to sing of a baby. The fact is that the babe lying in a manger did not have that ability yet. That day could not come until many things were fulfilled. The prophecies fulfilled to this point in the events leading up to and including his birth were events in which this child was a mere pawn, where a baby is born, to whom he is born, who is present at and announces his birth. Those are all things that a baby cannot control. Soon this child would grow into a man who would make decisions, obey his heavenly Father's will perfectly, and submit regularly and humbly to things that would conquer sin once and for all. The sinless life this baby would grow up to live would give him the ability, as no other, to satisfy the legal requirements of death for sin on behalf of any and all who would trust in him for salvation from sin. This is the good news we celebrate and declare, not just at Christmas, but throughout the year. When one understands that fact, one must conclude that the night this baby was born was, in a very special way, a holy night. It is a night of which we sing, knowing that it represents the beginning of the end for sin's reign in the life of those who would turn in faith to the later crucified and risen Jesus, who was born on that night.
Thank you.
I'm having some technical difficulties. So Josiah is changing microphones, and I think we'll have him sing that song one more time.
Fifteen, 16, I think. Okay.
So we're going to try that song one more time.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its
cherished family traditions in a few days. Realistically, we'll probably fairly quickly lose sight of the holy night as we engage in a flurry of activity. That does not mean we cannot remember and consider, at least in this moment, the reason we celebrate, the reason we have to celebrate. As neat as Christmas and the focus on the birth of Jesus is, it is His death and resurrection that offers the real hope. The fact is that Christians didn't celebrate the birth of Christ for the first few hundred years at all. Yes, it was important, but it was his death, not his birth, that Jesus instructed the church to celebrate and remember through the regular communal breaking of bread and drinking the fruit of the vine together. This is the thing in which we rest.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace.
This holy tide of Christmas all others doth efface.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
As we close our time together this evening, I hope that your attention has shifted, if only for a short time, from gifts, food, family, and festivities. Those are all well and good, of course. They can become sources of pain and depression when those cherished expectations cannot be adequately met. You may be leaving here to go back to engaging in your own Christmas traditions tonight and tomorrow and throughout the week. I'll be doing that with my family. You may be dreading leaving this place as Christmas makes you more keenly aware of the things or relationships you lack. In either case, I pray this time has moved your focus off those things and on to Jesus.
So as you consider Jesus, I challenge you not to think of him as just another Christmas tradition or a fairy tale type character that exists to bring deeper meaning to our activities. In fact, you need to look beyond the manger scene depicted here on this stage, though you can't see it on the video, but you need to look beyond this story, this nativity story even that we have gone through this evening, and to look to beyond Bethlehem, beyond all of these heartwarming things that we cherish at Christmas time. The hope that comes with Jesus comes because of his sinless life, his obedient death on a cruel Roman cross, and his victorious resurrection from the dead. It is in this that we place our hope of eternal salvation from sin, looking forward to the day when he returns in glory to claim his rightful place and rightful inheritance and place as ruler of the earth. If you're watching this morning and you've never made a decision of your will to trust completely in what Jesus did when he died in your place, for your sins on a cross, you have no eternal hope. The story is nothing special to you until you look beyond the birth and to his sacrificial death on your behalf. So I would challenge you to do that even this morning as we pray together. God, I thank you for the Christmas traditions that we have that focus our attention on Jesus. But Lord, I pray that this Christmas, as many of us gather with family and friends, others struggle because they've lost family and friends. Pray for those, Lord, especially who have recently lost loved ones, as they're really struggling at this time of the year. Pray your hand upon them. But Lord, I do pray for all of us, as this time of the year, naturally, especially for Christians, puts our focus on Jesus, that we would look beyond the manger scene. That we would look to Jesus, who died on a cross for our sins, so that we could have a right relationship with you through faith in that. We thank you, Lord, for all the promises that were fulfilled in the birth of Jesus, that confirmed his identity as the Messiah, the promised one, the one sent from you, that gives us confidence and hope that we can be set free from sin because of Jesus. And I do pray for those who may not have put their trust in this yet. I pray that even now, Lord, as we close this time of prayer, they would begin to grasp what that means. That they would call out to you in faith, believing that Jesus died for their sins, calling out to you for forgiveness because of their repentance, because of their faith in what Jesus did. Lord, I thank you so much for your love for us, and your love for us as seen in Jesus. In his name, amen. So if you prayed to receive Christ, you need to let someone know, whether you did that just now or you've done it in the past. Because Satan is not happy to see decisions to follow Jesus. And if you have no support network, you will fail. Let me state that again. If you have no support network, you will fail. And watching on YouTube and Facebook and things like that, that's all well and good, and it's helpful and it's encouraging, but it is not a support network. You need to plug into a church family. If you don't live in Cherokee Village, there's plenty of churches around. If you do live in Cherokee Village, we'd love to have you at Village Bible Church, but there's still plenty of other good churches around. You need to be in a fellowship, or Satan has you right where he wants you, and you will fail. So I am glad that you have joined us this morning, if only online. But I know that some of you are watching even now in the building. And I thank you for your resolve to gather. And I do pray God's blessing on you for that. And I've just, you guys have seen now some of the challenges that we have faced. We left that struggle with O Holy Night on there. It took us hours and hours to come up with this 35-minute video, and it's because of things like what you witnessed in that shot right there. Why did Josiah's microphone quit during that song again, like it did last week? It's just the way it is. These are the trials of ministry that we endure because we love Jesus. And we hope to see you again next Sunday, hopefully in the building. I think I'll probably be in the building at least. We are going to actually try to record some music with my family. You noticed Melissa was coughing, so I don't know if she's going to be even up to doing any music today. But we will see you next Sunday.